Well, you'd have corn cribs, you'd have cotton houses. They store the loose cotton until you hauled it to the gin. And you have corn cribs, and you'd scatter them out. You wouldn't have them close together because of fire. And you'd have, of course, in the top of the barn, you'd have hay. There would be tall, high barns with hay logs.
Hay logs
on top, because it's easy to dump it down for the horses to eat. You could just, you'd pull it up with a hook. You'd drive your wagon up to the window up there, and there was a big hook on a pulley with a team of mules pulling the rope, with a long rope on it. And this hook would drop down and pick up about a half a load at a time, bring it up, go in it on a trolley, go in and it'd dump it up there in the barn. And the man up there would have to pull it back out, and all was slow going. Nowadays they handle stuff
and
just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, just like that. Where did you keep your cows?
Well, I had pasture. Just had pasture. I had around 150 head of. Four heifers and a bull I bought from the University of Arkansas, Whiteface. Mm-hmm. They were the. They were registered, and the county agent here got them for me, and the breed. Some of the breed, Bob Horner still has on his place. Robert is still farming. And his son is doing the farming now, Robert Jr. And he's a real swell good boy. I mean, he never has married, but he's a real swell boy. Why he hadn't married, I don't know. Some gal ought to get him. But I talked to him the other night. He was made, put on the board of directors of this building, this Helena Federal right next door here. And he's a top good kid. And Robert has still got some of the breed of Whiteface that I had. I mean, he's bred them down. That I had way back then in the 20s and part of the 30s during the Depression. That was a rough go.
Oh, I bet the Depression money was just really...
Didn't have any money.
Yeah.
Didn't have any money. My mother put up everything. I'd bring it in from the farm, and she'd put it in the basement. We had one room with shelves and all, and she would put up fruit jars with the rubber top. She'd put them on, put the glass tops on, and pull the wires down on them. Oh gosh, I don't know how much stuff she did put up. And I'd bring meat in, we'd hang it up in the attic of that house up there.
Oh, in the attic?
You wouldn't think that. See, you keep it in the smokehouse up at the farm.
Oh, and then you put
then
it in
smoke
the
it and then bring it in the attic, and I'd hang it up in the attic.
Oh.
I put hooks on the rafters up in the attic of the house.
Oh.
I mean, I wouldn't have done that if it hadn't been the Depression.
But
you
had to do it.
Oh, sure, I had to.
Well, didn't they call the attic back in the early days? Did they call it an attic then, or was it?
Yeah, if it was an attic. We had one room up there. Now, we had an old Negro woman that raised me. Mamie, and she died, and a few years after Mason and myself were married, and she wanted to be buried. She was with us 25 years, and she wanted to be buried at Turrell, Arkansas, where her daughter was buried. And my dad and myself took her body and took up and buried her right where she, and she lived there in our house.
Uh-huh.
Now, she was working for my aunt, Aunt Helen Watts. And my grandfather went to visit Aunt Helen, his daughter. And they went back in the kitchen as such a good cook. And he said, Mamie, he said, here's $25. He says, you catch a train, come down to Helen. I said, now I'm not hiring you. But if you come down there, I said, I don't want to make Helen mad at me. I said, but if you come down there, I said, I'll give you a job and a place for you to stay.
Uh-huh.
And she said, Mr. I can't leave Miss Helen. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you keep the $25. Says, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't a month before Mamie showed up. And she stayed with us 25 years down there. She had a